Name of Jesus. Amen. Please be seated. In the beginning, God created Adam and Eve, created them very good. Saints they were, through and through, holy and blameless in His sight. Without sin, they feared, loved, and trusted in God with all their heart and soul and mind and body. They delighted in the Lord, and the Lord delighted in them. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so they were, holy children of God. Holy children of God, and never has there been a fall so deep as the fall of Adam and Eve. The Father forewarned them. In the day that you eat of it, that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die. And die they did. From saint to sinner, holy to unholy, light to darkness, heaven to hell, the paradise of Eden to, what we have out there now. No longer did they delight in the Lord. Now they delighted in everything but Him. Ran from Him. Hid from Him. Wayward children. Maybe you have one. A wayward child. So you know what it's like. Just the thought of it is enough to scare you half to death. What's a father to do? Well, the Father saw Adam and Eve, whom He had made. Now no fear of God in them, no love and trust. Now they hid from the Father, though the Father still delighted in them, not in their sin, but still in them. And so while God's word came true and they died a great and terrible spiritual death, see what kind of love the Father has given them that He didn't destroy them on sight, but rather restored them. Restored them with a word of promise. A promise the Father gave to His wayward children. I will put enmity between you and the woman, the Father said to the serpent, and between your offspring and their offspring, and he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. And by this great gospel promise, Adam and Eve are born again, children of God by promise. They actually believed it. The promise to send a Savior, to crush the head of the serpent, to die, to atone for their sins, to rise to life again, and to raise them to life again as well. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are, by grace, through faith, in the promise of the Father. And so we are redeemed, restored. But things aren't now the way they used to be in Eden. The curse of sin now pollutes the world, infects Adam and Eve and all their sons and daughters. Pain and childbirth, lordship and dominion, power and control, trouble and toil, suffering and death. But even in the middle of all of that chaos, see what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are God's children now. By grace, through faith in the promise of the Father, declared saints again, sinner saints, but saints nevertheless, saints by His promise, a promise we remembered he made to Nicholas Malley in his baptism a few weeks ago. A promise he made to you. A promise of forgiveness. And so, Adam and Eve were declared good again. Not because they were, not because of anything in them, not because of anything in them that merited it, not because God looked way off into the future and saw what great and wholesome people Adam and Eve would become in the end, because they didn't, but only because the love with which the Father loved them, the love of the Father, and the work of the Son, and the life given them by the Holy Spirit of God Himself. Well, today, Adam and Eve stand in the great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages. Now they stand before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in robes made white by the blood of the Lamb, with Eden-like palm branches in their hands, crying with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." See what kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God, and so we are. That is what Adam and Eve are singing today, along with all the multitude of heaven. The world's first sinners and every poor, miserable sinner after them who died trusting in the shed blood of Jesus. Look at that list in your bulletin and add to it the great multitude of all who have died. See what kind of love the Father has that He would call them children of God forever. That's what we're celebrating today on this observance of All Saints' Day. Not our work of becoming saints, but God's work by which He declares us to be saints. Adam and Eve's story is our story too. We inherited their sin, followed in their footsteps, lost all fear, love, and trust in God. We ate and drank of every forbidden fruit that the devil, the world, and the most dangerous one of all, we ourselves, set before us. We delighted in everything that came along, everything but the Father, that is, all the while hiding from God. Whether that hiding is in the form of missing church or not attending to His Word in our lives, you name it, all the while hiding from God behind what? Weak excuses, lame justifications, pretenses, stories, and stupid alibis. And by the way, if you want to see your excuse in its real light, don't explain it to your pastor. He'll understand. He's paid to. Just try and explain it to your Jesus, and you'll see how really lame it is. And yet, see what kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God, and so we are. And so we are. Like Adam and Eve before us, we too have been recreated, raised to new life from the death of sin. Just like Nicholas was in his holy baptism, lying there in the neonatal intensive care unit aboard Naval Hospital San Diego. There your sins were washed away. There the darkness was overcome by the one who is the light of the world. There everything that sin stole from you is given back to you. All so that we should be called children of God. And so we are. As you reflect on your life, do you fear that this promise can't possibly be for you? That your sin is just so great? Your guilt so all-consuming? Your life so dreadfully broken, your excuses so lame that the Almighty God couldn't possibly be interested in you? Well, fear no more. This seed of the woman, this Lamb of God, this Savior of the world came for sinners just like you. Came for a sinner just like me. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that He would send His Son. Not to meet us halfway, for that would never work. We'd never even start the journey, even if we could. Not to meet us halfway, but to descend to us so that we might ascend with Him. To show us the love of God. No one so lost, no one so last, no one so low, no one so least, no one so wayward that they have put themselves beyond the reach of His love. No one so wayward that they have put themselves beyond the reach of His love. And then for us sinners to the cross to die. Because He wasn't going to go back without us. He came to take our sins away, to die for them, so that we can be again children of God and live. Live so that we can be the saints that God created us to be. Not to earn anything from Him by it, but simply because it's a reflection of who He's declared us to be. And so you are. The sin that has destroyed you, the sin that has cut you off and cast you down, the sin that has disqualified you from sainthood, all that sin has been forgiven. You are a saint again. Not because of what you do. Not because of what you might be someday in the future. Not because of anything about you, but because of everything about Him. Because of what He's done for you. Because He's joined Himself to you in your baptism, just as He joined Himself to Nicholas. Joined to Jesus. Died with Him. Been raised with Him. Declared to be a child of the Father. And now in Him, restored to sainthood. To sainthood. That's right. Your husband, believe it or not, your wife, amazing, isn't it? That sinner over there in the other pew, I know, it boggles the mind. That baby talking his head off in the back of the sanctuary, in him, restored to sainthood by the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And what's He done with your sin? He's nailed them to the wood of the cross. He's buried them in a tomb into which He never chooses to look, never to bring them up against you again. That's what forgiveness really means. And to declare you to be forgiven when the old devil, that ancient accuser, brings his charges against you. And if your sins are gone, then you're a saint. So see what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. To the world, you don't look much like a saint, but that's because the world evaluates things by the wrong standard. And to you, you might not look like a saint either, because you know yourself and you know you're no saint. But then again, what makes us saints is not that we look like saints. What makes us saints is His word and His promise and the forgiveness of Jesus. That's what makes saints out of sinners. And since it all depends on Him, you can be sure of it. But Pastor, it can't be that easy, right? I mean, we need to act like saints to be one, right? need to? Or are you free to? Big difference. Let me ask you, how else would you want to be if you discovered that all that stands against you has been atoned for by the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus? How else would you want to be if you actually believe the Almighty Father looks down from His almighty throne in heaven, looks through the shed blood of His Son Jesus, and sees you holy, blameless, with the righteousness of Jesus all over you? How else would you want to be if you found out that you have been washed in the sacrifice of the Lamb, clothed in white robes, the family ring put back on your finger as the angels in heaven rejoice over your salvation? Need to act like saints? No. Because it'll get you nowhere. Your salvation has already been accomplished completely apart from you. Free to act like saints? Yes, indeed. For that's who you already are in Christ. Today we hear the names of many loved ones who have died trusting Jesus. The world would call this morbid. Dia de los Muertos. But we call it hope. Remembering the great cloud of witnesses, all the saints who have gone before us, whom the Father has called home. Today we remember their struggle. We remember their faith. We remember the goodness and faithfulness of Jesus who sustained them throughout their whole lives. And in an amazing way, we join them and they join us. For we are all in Christ. And He is here with us to feed us with Himself in His holy body and blood, with His word and with the forgiveness of sins and the Spirit and life. And in Him, we are blessed. In Him, we are safe. In Him, we are children of God. In Him, we are saints, all in the blessed name of Jesus. Amen.